April is here, and if your windows won't open for fresh air or seal tight to keep out pollen and bugs, then talk to Window Nation. Right now, for every two windows you buy, you'll get two free. There's no limit to how much you can save. Plus, save even more with no interest or payments for 24 months. With proven quality, you'll get affordable windows that meet or beat the national brands. Don't miss out. Call 866-90-NATION or visit windownation.com to schedule your free in-home estimate.
At Alma, we know the connection between you and your therapist matters. But if you're already feeling stressed and burnt out, the idea of trying to find a therapist you really connect with can be overwhelming. That's why Alma's focused on helping you find the right therapist for you. When you browse their online directory, you can filter by the qualities that are most important to you. Then, book free 15-minute consultations with any therapist you're interested in seeing. And because 95% of therapists at Alma accept insurance, you can find care that's affordable too. You want to talk to someone, but not just anyone. Alma is there to help you find the right fit. Visit helloalma.com/therapy30 to schedule a free consultation today. That's helloalma.com/therapy30.
Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
I will say this. So from an Eagle, from an injury perspective, the Eagles are going to have all their guys. And we can do the whole is lane 100%, whatever. The bottom line is they're all going to play. If you look at the Chiefs players, they could be missing some guys. Now, I think like Snead playing is a huge part of this. Snead is easily their best cornerback. I mean, they start two rookies at corner besides Snead. Like, and Snead plays outside, inside. So he's huge if he plays. And I think he probably will. But if you look outside of that, Juju Smith-Schuster is dealing with an injury. Kadarius Toney
sucks.
Hardman's out. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Because he put on IR. Yeah. Like I said, Kadarius Toney blows, but whatever. I mean, he's dealing with an injury. So I do think, to a certain extent, the reason they are good on offense is not because of their receivers. It's because of Mahomes, the offensive line, and Andy. So I do think you can maybe just put anybody out there. But there's no denying the fact that if they don't have Juju Smith-Schuster or he's not 100%, I mean, that's a big deal.
All right. I want to get to a knucklehead in a sec. But quickly.
I have a hotel room take, by the way.
Ooh, okay. Well, before the hotel room take, too, quickly, you just mentioned I was going to ask about the injuries. But in addition to the injuries, like, what other things should Eagles fans keep their eye on this week? Like, what are potential storylines that could be emerging throughout the week? You know, Snead's status. Right. Like, that's one of them. Is there anything else while you're there that you just kind of feel like keep an eye on this for this week?
Well, that's what's kind of weird is like there's storylines from the way of, you know, the Andy thing, and there'll be media night tonight and things will come from that. But from like questionable stuff, things that are up in the air, both teams kind of seem good to go outside of these Chiefs offense. Again, mm-hmm. These are both two really good teams. So when that happens and you get maybe the best two teams in the league in the Super Bowl, there's not a lot of questions going into it. We know who these teams are. So it's just hell stuff. So yeah, I can't really think of other things Eagles should be monitoring other than the Chiefs injuries.
All right. Media night. Set the scene.
Yeah. I mean, it's going to be wild. So, I mean, obviously, I guess what you're asking is what I'm going to wear. So I think what I'm going to wear.
That's clearly what I was going to.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. I think I'm going to wear all black and then like a tan blazer. What do you think? Not tan. It's like a cream blazer.
Looks amazing.
Little pink flower on it. Right. So, no, media night's going to be wild. And we've talked about this a little bit, but it's worth reinforcing going into tonight. I think this team's going to absolutely crush it. This team has such great guys, such great personalities, and they're meant for this moment. They are uniquely prepared to dominate media night. Like Nick's personality, Brandon, Jordan Mailata, Lane, Kelsey, Slay, like all these guys, they're going to be really good. Now, it'll be interesting to see Jalen. You know, it's not really a Jalen It's not a Jalen kind of scene. Maybe it will be. Maybe he'll surprise me. But on the surface, it doesn't feel like something where Jalen would be super comfortable, you know, like being asked to do all types of crazy things. Mm-hmm. So, but I'm excited to see the team. And then, I mean, the Chiefs, you know, I'll go for what they, you know, we'll see if they talk any trash or whatever. But I don't think there's a ton. The Chiefs are a little boring. Like Mahomes, you know, is what it is. Yeah. So I think like I'm excited just to watch this team. And this is kind of how I started the pod. like, they deserve this moment. They deserve to be in this moment where all the cameras are on them and all the people are seeing how great they are and all the people are seeing their personalities. Like, I just, I think it's going to be awesome.
Yeah, it's a great point. And again, like they, I said this before, it's just the way it is that, you know, this season wouldn't have felt right if they didn't get to the Super Bowl. Like, it just felt like all year long that there was no other acceptable end to the season than them playing in the last game of the year. So, you know, I think from that perspective. All right. What's your hotel room take before we rip some?
Well, yeah, I was going to say, is there any more Eagles things? I feel like no. We'll be doing
We're going to rip.
Oh, you're going to get to Ayuk. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So this is maybe more of a final thought, but I'll.
Okay. So then real quick.
I'll save it.
Yeah, and look, you know, I got some serious final thought action coming up too. I got a lot to say.
All right, so maybe I'll just do it now then, and then you can own the final moment since you.
Okay.
You're right.
Sure.
So I'll do mine right now. Okay. So, dude, like, I don't get what the deal is with hotels and where they put the mirrors in bathrooms. Do you ever notice this? Like, every hotel I'm ever in.
No. I don't stay in a ton of hotels because I don't.
You don't, right? So I stay in a ton of hotels because of traveling. 9 out of 10 hotels, man, puts the mirror like literally right in front of the toilet. Like, and like, I've never understood why. It's so weird. Like, you know, it's like, I'm just doing my business and it's like, there's
hey,
the mirror. Like,
how you
yeah,
doing?
Like, I would just love to know what the thought process was where it was like, I know where we should put the mirror, right in front of the toilet. That's something everybody will enjoy. Every
hotel.
So weird. I've had to switch hotels because like I had whatever, but like both of them, right in front of the mirror. So
nice.
Not the visual people probably want, but it is what it is. Like it's a design flaw in the hotel rooms is what I'll say.
I love it. It is definitely really strange.
By the way, 50 people watching right now. So shout out to everybody.
You are all our favorite people on the planet. All right, quickly before the final thoughts, like Brandon Ayuk, like, geez Louise, man. I mean, the biggest loser on the planet. Like, there is no bigger loser move than losing 31-7 and then spouting off. Like, how many times have we seen someone do something dumb like this? And every time you look like a moron. Every time you're the butt of the joke, buddy. Like, Brandon Ayuk, you are a loser. Loser! Like, just such a flat-out, all-time, top-tier loser.
So here's what I would say. Yeah, I agree. He shouldn't say this thing. What do you gain from saying it, right? Like, from saying, well, I think we're going to win, or I'm going to bet all my money on the Chiefs. But I also completely understand the emotion. If I'm him, you know,
he's butthurt.
Like, but let's be real. If the Eagles lost to the Niners and Jalen got knocked out in the first series, all of us would feel the same way. The pod would be, man, I wonder what would have happened if he stayed in. I wonder what would have, they would have won the game. And I think people would be saying that, talking about it. Now, the difference is Brock Purdy is not Jalen, right? And I know that their backup, Josh Johnson, wasn't great. So I do understand what he's saying. And I do get the, like, the petty part of picking the Chiefs. So I actually think what he's saying, I appreciate, as always, like a true emotion in a quote. But yeah, well, like, what are you doing? Like, why say it? And it's also funny because it always happens. Like, the Vikings said the same thing. The Saints said the same thing. So I think the bottom line is whenever a team loses, they're very good at talking themselves into that they actually should have won. So.
Yeah. And look, I get it. You're competitors. You want to win. You think you're better and all that. But like you lost. Like, I don't care what it is. Like, you lost. Shut your mouth. Shut your
there
mouth. You look like a fool. You look like a fool, man. Like, it's not pumping up your fans. It's not that you look like a moron. You like it is beyond. Like, I can't. It's just so.
It's annoying.
And it's like
it's
another quote
too.
Each day. It's like, oh, now there's a new one. There's a new one. Oh, you're the greatest team ever lived. Congrats, buddy. How's the Super Bowl?
I wonder if he'll be at the Super Bowl. You know, like doing like radio interviews and stuff.
I'm sure he's he's got to go play some money on the Chiefs, doesn't he?
Won't be playing. But
God, what a loser. Yeah. It was just so, it's like reeks of loser. It's big loser energy. Honestly, now knowing this, I'm happy the Eagles drafted him drafted Rager instead of him. How about that?
Well, so,
I'm happy they took Rager instead of Ayuk. That's how much I hate you, Brandon.
And he's not that good. Like, he's not good.
He's better than Rager, but, you know.
He is. But, like, I'm saying, like, going into that game, how often we were previewing it, do we talk about him?
Yeah.
Did he come up
a
single time? I can't think about it, right?
No.
So, yeah. I understand the saltiness, but it is saltiness.
What a loser. Loser. Just a flat
good,
out loser.
Good point by someone in the the comments. At least Micah Parsons is pulling for the Eagles to win the Super Bowl.
How about that? And I appreciate the brotherhood thing. Like, if that were an Eagles player saying that about the Cowboys, I would be pretty angry
be
about
furious.
It. But
yeah.
I'd be furious.
Yeah.
I'll keep it
as long as it's
keep
pro
it real.
Eagles, I think
gotta,
like
gotta
to
be
agree
real.
With it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But you know, yeah, it was nice. I like it, Micah. Also, Brian Schottenheimer, Cowboys, hilarious.
Yeah, I mean, I know, just that is really
wins
bad.
Everywhere. It is such a beautiful really thing. Bad. Seeing everyone melt down around us is beautiful.
Well, and all also right. another good thing. Now, I think it's Wink Martindale, right? I always get his name wrong. Like, look, I would never in a million years hire him as a head coach. And I don't think it super matters. But if the Giants lose him, like, that's a pretty big deal. Their defense was by far the best unit they had. So,
well, and Kafka is one of the front runners for the Cardinals job,
too. Yeah, that'd be a big loss for them, too. Yeah,
be pretty hilarious if the – and that's something we haven't talked about enough. I do think that, you know, with the Eagles being so great and all that, the fact the Eagles are in the Super Bowl and have a higher draft pick than these teams when, like,
it's so funny.
It would have been so much better for those franchises to just, you know, get a – quarterback or like, you know, get CJ Stroud and move forward or whatever. It is just phenomenal how mediocre they were this year. Just delightful. I love it.
I agree.
All right.
Yeah.
Good.
No, I was just going to say like maybe that's part of the reason why going into the game, and it's really not the main reason. The main reason I think I'm at peace with the fact they could lose is because I think there's no shame in losing to the Chiefs, but it's also reality that this team is massively set up to win. You know, like if the Sixers made the finals this year, it would be like, man, you really got to take advantage of this.
Yeah.
The Eagles could lose this game. And you, again, who knows?
The future is bright. The future is bright.
Outside of that, anything can happen. Like objectively looking at the team, they are better set up than almost any other team in the league.